Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Joining us on the line, we're going to be chatting with Megan Miller. Dieting, it's important.
Well, Megan Miller is actually an international weight management coach. She's been doing that for over 20 years. She helps people all around the world. She's written the most extraordinary story for us, The Psychology of Restriction. And like I think we probably much know, a lot of it comes down to emotional eating. Welcome to the show, Megan.
Hi, how are you?
What is it about restriction?
Well, what's been found is that as soon as you're told not to eat something, which we hear a lot at the moment, automatically a person becomes preoccupied with the very thing that they've been told not to eat. So there's a bit of a problem with that because we've heard a lot about eat low fat, don't eat chocolate, stay away from chippies. And what's been found is that those are, in fact, the very foods that people tend to go for. And the other thing is that in reality, when, you know, those foods that people think are high in fat or high in sugar will automatically make them gain weight. But if you think about it, if you ate one piece of cake and that's all you ate all day, what's going to happen is that you're likely to lose weight. So it's the volume of food, really, that is the main thing in the recipe.
Megan, do you think in society we've become too preoccupied with dieting?
Absolutely. It's become the norm now. So what we're finding is we've gone away from more the fad diets, although I know people still do try those, into this new healthy eating approach to weight loss. And in fact, the healthy eating approach is in itself still restrictive. So we've still got all those external cues to eat rather than using our own internal hunger cues to eat. So we're still listening to all the rules that we're told from eat six meals a day or only eat three meals a day with no snacking. So it's definitely still out there, and it is now proven that our attitudes towards eating restrictively is in fact considered quite normal now. So we don't even really know that we're doing it. We think,
well, that's the thing. I think also in restricting, you know, having a restrictive diet or restricting certain foods, there is a long-term health thing here that, you know, I think everyone is so preoccupied with diet and you know, whether it's in our children or our families. But are there any studies long-term that show, you know, perhaps what this has really played out to be?
Well, that's the problem, is a lot of the studies that portray dieting as being successful, or certain diets being successful, are only very short term. So it's only about 6 months to a year. Where in actual fact, it's usually 5 years or over that we need to take a look at. So what we're finding is it's just not sustainable because of this problem with the preoccupation. It's only a matter of time before someone can keep that up. And it's like a time bomb waiting to go off.
What's your top three points that you would say to people about dieting? If they're listening today and they're thinking, I've got to go on a diet or I've got to do something with my life, what could I do?
Rather than listen to external cues to tell you when to eat, the first thing would be to start listening to your own hunger. Your body tells you, it knows exactly how much food it needs. So naturally, it's the last thing people will do is go, am I actually hungry when I want to eat something? So first of all, is listening to your own hunger cues. Are you hungry? Stop when you've had enough. Second is take all the restrictions away and eat so that you feel totally satisfied. You're less likely to overeat in that case. And the third one is to get down to the core of what's actually driving you to eat, which is often missed within the weight management industry.
Well, we've been chatting with Megan Miller today about dieting, and of course, for more details, go to mindfood.com. Thank you, Megan, for your time.
Thank you.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.